kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula sa Brisbane, sa Queensland, si Ian Abadiano. Maayong buntag, Ian!
Maayong buntag sa tanan!
Salamat kaayo sa imong panahon.
No, thank you for the opportunity.
Kwento ng pakikipagsapalaran, hamon at tagumpay. Ito ang Pinoy's in Australia.
Pag, I think literally pag dating ko dito sa Australia, hindi maganda yung experience ko, not because of, you know, bagong land ako dito, bagong langyaw sa Bisaya. Kasi may na-experience ako just sa airport pa lang sa Manila. Meron akong isang bag na nawala. It was stolen sa airport. So, parang hindi maganda yung experience ko pagdating dito. So, pagdating ko dito, like literally parang bad news, parang ganun yung feeling. Pero confident pa rin ako na nag-decide na kasi ako na papunta ako dito. I'll have a new beginning, a new story, a new journey. So pagdating ko dito, I had an open mind. At the same time, scary naman kasi sa atin sa Pilipinas, di ba, if you're the husband, you're the breadwinner, you have to raise your kids and family and you have to earn, you know, and so on. Pero pagdating ko dito, parang zero knowledge, parang wala talaga, wala akong alam sa kahit nga yung accent ko, Bisayang-Bisaya pa eh. Tapos, you know, English, American English tayo, wala. Hindi nakakaintindi yung mga tao sa akin. So, yun yung difficulty ko, yung communication was the big one. Tapos, pagdating ko din dito, looking for a place to stay and to assimilate with the community. So, yeah, maraming challenges talaga. It
Pero,
wasn't easy.
Pag-ibig ang nagdala sa'yo. Tama
Char.
Ba?
Yes. Yes, yun yung decision. So, una was the, we decided muna na, oh, dito na lang tayo sa Pilipinas. But then, iniisip ko na, oh, what if kung pag, you know, we have kids, so, you know, what's gonna be the future like, what is going to be the challenges. So, parang ni-assess ko na yung mga positive and negative ba. So, we decided, oh, dito na lang sa Australia, I am willing to take the risk na I am confident na makahanap ng trabaho. Wala naman akong pili. Yung parents ko, sabi naman nila, basta may trabaho ka, you just have to work hard. You can earn, you can eat, you can find a place to stay. Yun, I took the risk and then here I am now.
Flight attendant ka noon sa isa sa pinakamalaking airline sa Pilipinas. So, bumabiyahe
yes.
ka. Libre yung biyahe mo kung gusto mong bumiyahing mag-isa, magbakasyon. So, ano talaga yung, wow, give up ko to. So, mahal
yes,
na mahal mo talaga si Vanessa.
Of course, yes. Kasi you know, you cannot be in your comfort zone naman. Hindi ko na plan na that's, yan yung decision ko eh. Kasi I enjoyed being a flight attendant. So, I think about 7 to 8 years. And then you get paid to travel, you know, in US dollars. You get paid to have fun in whatever country. So, nung nakilala ko yung wife ko ngayon, she travels as well sa work niya. So, wherever she goes in Asia, I try to get that flight and hopefully we get to meet there. But as I mentioned earlier, I also travel dito sa Sydney pa. And then we meet sa Sydney. That's how that relationship kind of sort of built. And then we decided one day I woke up and said, okay, Hannah, I wanna do the next step, I suppose. And I think that will be, you know, what everybody does, get married, di ba? Pero mutual kuan lang yun, decision. Because we were not 100% certain it is the answer. So, yeah, parang we both took the risk.
Pero bago niyan, hindi ka na bago sa pamilya nila kasi parang ikaw yung pasabit-sabit pag may party. Ikaw yung plus one ng pinsan niya.
Yes, do you really want to hear the story? It's parang telenovela, I tell you. Yung kasi niya is my flatmate, and then that's I've been already I already met Vanessa's parents as well in the reunion, pero hindi ko pa siya na-meet until few years after na umuwi siya to join the family reunion. Doon ko na din siya na-meet formally. And then at that time, akala ko nga parang minor eh. So, so we kind of totally ignore each other until the actual reunion, doon ko na nakilala. And since then, we'd never stopped communicating. Nga, sabi ko nga, Friendster pa yun dati. Wala pang Facebook o ano ba
Text-text
yan.
pa rin, di
So,
ba?
yeah, wala pa nga akong text nun eh. I think Ericsson pa ba yun? I
Oh,
think
wala ka pang load.
wala pang load o naghanap pa
So,
ng load,
nung
tama.
lumipat ka dito sa Australia, hindi mo ba naisip na pwede akong pumasok sa airline?
I did. Nung pa, kasi pag for 8 years yung experience ko was the airline. So nung pagdating ko dito, first na isip ko is airline talaga automatically. So nung nag-apply ako, that was still unset I think at that time. Months after nag-close sila. I mean, I did not get the job anyway, but I did not know there's certain criteria sa it's not the same sa atin. So I thought it's like why would I go back to something na I've done it before. So I'm already in a new space, new journey. So I will have to do something different. Pero wala akong other experience. All I have in my head is to find work. So my first work was knocking on doors. Kasi where I found out ng challenge ko is the communication. Kasi matigas yung Bisaya. I mean, I'm sure you can tell. Matigas yung Bisaya ko. Tapos yung English ko is hindi fluent ba? Hindi naiintindihan ng mga Australians.
American
Kasi
English kasi.
American English. Kaya nga tawag ko yung accent ko, confused accent eh. American English na gumagaya sa Australiano pero matigas na Bisaya. Di ba? So tawag ko eh,
Unique.
confused accent, unique. Di ba? So yun, dapat i-learn ko yung communication tsaka yung language na at least I know I can communicate clearly, maintindihan ako. So ni-challenge ko yung sarili ko to find the quickest jobs. So, yun, knocking on doors, selling hair products, would you believe?
Wow.
So selling hair products, wala nga ako nabenta eh. Yung nabenta ko lang yung isang product,
Na binili
yung
mo?
best, no, best friend pa yung asawa ko. Kasi baka lang siguro naawa ba. So yun yung first official job ko dito sa Australia.
Kailan ka nag-decide na gusto kong maging barista?
No, I didn't know the word barista then. Few years after working, my first job, I ended up working sa bangko. And then through the bank, may nakilala akong mga cafe owners, mga roasters, and then I was already working as a business banker at the time, so we look after people's account, that they manage. So coffee was like a common business then, yung malaking business na there's a lot of things to manage in the banking side. So yung parang, pero hindi ko pa naisipan na that's going to be the way. And then I moved to a different bank, and then I'm working on loan documents, so from home loan to personal loans, credit cards, and so on. Dinadala ko sa bahay and fill up and complete all these requirements. Tapos sabi nung asawa ko, sabi nung wife ko, why are you, one, nagdadala ka ng trabaho sa bahay? Pagdating mo bukas sa trabaho, mayroon ka na namang bagong trabaho. So, ako naman, I grew up, sabi nung dad ko, kung meron kang trabaho, trabaho ka lang para makabili ka kung anong gusto mong pagkain, makahanap kung anong gusto mong bilhin. Yun lang naman na nalaman ko eh. I just, learn how to work. So sabi ng asawa ko, if that's your attitude towards work, you might as well work for yourself. So parang light bulb moment ba? Nga, o nga, no? At least if I'm gonna spend a lot of my time with work, at least if I'm working for myself, it's going to benefit me back. So yun yung idea parang nag-pop up, and then it took us probably years to then realize what are we going to do kung if we're going to start our own business, what is it going to be? So first thing that pops up was, you know, ice cream bar, restaurants, because I've always wanted to cook. But then I realized food industry in Australia is very hard. Madraming requirements, like you have to do this and to do that, and you need so much money. So, kape. Wala naman akong kaalaman ng kape. So, ginahanap namin, merong coffee van. So, the good thing about the coffee van is merong kang asset. So, sabi namin, if it doesn't work, we can sell the asset. So, we still have to recoup our money back. Somehow, not all, but we've gained experience. So, parang ni-calculate namin yung risk ba. So, yun yung na-assess namin na more realistic sa budget namin, more realistic of what we are capable to do, and at the same time, more realistic sa situation namin mag-asawa. So yun, nagsimula kami, we went for a coffee van, and then I was giving myself, so instead of looking at it as a business, we were looking at it as a, I'm giving myself or I'm buying myself a job. So I go out there, make money, pay myself, and do all over again. Parang ganun yung naisip namin. And then, yeah, after a few years of doing it, parang everything was just easy na ba. We are able to pay off our car loan in quicker than normal time. And then parang even the actual work of making coffee was not, hindi mahirap. It's more the fun of connecting with people ba? Kasi marami kang makilala. So, yung mga kainuman ko dati ngayon is yung mga customer ko sa cafe, yung kalaro ko sa sports, mga customer ko sa cafe. So, lahat nung nakilala ko yung mga circle of friends revolves around the business na. So, they support me. And then, yeah, so parang ganun na, you know, it's, it becomes a community ba? So happened na after 5 years, okay naman yung takbo ng coffee van. So I was able to actually contribute with the bills, the house, not a lot, but you can almost see that we can go far with this business. Yeah, dun nag-evolve na hindi na sila umaalis, gusto nila dyan na lang sila magtrabaho. So that's when we started opening a cafe, and so on.
Matapos then, ang 10 taon, kayo ang best coffee 2025. Congratulations!
Maraming salamat po. We've been blessed. Thank you.
Kayo ang best coffee for 2025 mula sa Royal Agricultural Society of New South Wales.
Yes.
Sa so Sydney Royal Fine Food Show. Anong fine food feeling? Show.
It is really good feeling. I have to say it's very humbling. The goal was to benchmark ourselves, our product, to see where we stand above everyone else. We did not expect to win. We were just wanting to see where does our product stand. I'm confident that we are doing our best. I have already benchmarked our products elsewhere, and I know that we will do well, you know, but I did not expect that.
Lahat ng yan dahil sa nagbukas sakali ka may 20 years ago.
Correct. Yes.
So, kailangan lang talaga maniwala, magpursige, at manalig.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Parang, yes, meron akong saying, the future favors those who understands the language of the universe. So, nung nag-decide ako to get married, parang nag-pop up lang eh. Yeah, of course, to decide to get married is a very big decision to make. Yeah, parang pag-iisipan mo talaga. But for some reason, I have that confidence to say, you know what, this is now the time to actually move to the next step. So that was the only time that with full confidence of my capacity to do whatever work, walang pili, kahit ano, and to give my 110% to whatever work that I do. And then dream big. Kung kaano yung kalaki yung dream mo, you have to equally represent that with hard work.
Daghang salamat, Ian, sa pagbahagi mo ng kwento mo. Hanggang sa susunod.
Thank you very much. Maraming salamat po sa inyo at sa mga listeners, di ba?
Ayo-ayo.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.